West Rock Paper Mill is closing its Tacoma operation at the end of September. The mill there is known for contributing to the Tacoma aroma, a scent famous to the Grit City. But when the mill closes, will the smell go away? NWPB's Lauren Gallup reports.
There are mornings where it smells like a sweet open can of Alpo, and that's the one that really worries me because I'm like, what part of the animal is that? There are the mornings that smell like a sulfurous vent. That's got to be the paper.
The Tacoma aroma, there are lots of theories behind it. If you've driven I-5 south past the Tacoma Dome or grew up on the hillsides of Tacoma, odds are you've smelled it. Chris Sodinger runs Pretty Gritty Tours in Tacoma.
The thing about Tacoma is it's an industrial port town and has been since they designated it as one in 1873. And so with an industrial port town in a low-lying zone, you're going to have bad smells. That comes with the territory.
But for many, the sulfurous stench is a sign of a prosperous place.
I think the original saying was that it smells like jobs, and I don't think Tacoma at its core is going to let that slip away. We are a gritty, blue-collar town that prides itself on local labor and invention and creation.
When the mill closes next month, it will take with it about 400 jobs. The Tacoma Chamber of Commerce has said it wants the mill site to remain in manufacturing. Andrea Ray is chamber president.
We're not building more land, and we know how important manufacturing jobs are to the economy, not just for the South Sound, but for the state of Washington.
According to a press release from West Rock, employees will receive severance and outplacement assistance. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 76, represents some of the workers at the mill. The union is negotiating with West Rock on severance and how the closure will go. They could not provide further comment at this time. Tacoma's rep as an industrial town is changing. Talk to historians that know how this city was built, like Elizabeth Korsmo with the Tacoma Historical Society.
Tacoma's industrial zone has gone through a huge change in the last 40, 50 years, really, to the point where the number of people we've talked to in the last few years haven't really realized just how much of an industrial town Tacoma was for most of its history.
The story of the nearly 100-year-old paper mill is nearly a cliché of American timber towns.
So then you have all this wood already coming into the area. You're then getting subsidiary industries of that with things like paper and furniture and shingles and even wooden toys. Because you have all of the lumber industry right there, you have the forest lands, and you have the distribution system.
As more trees were logged and lumber operations moved away, so did mills. According to a press release, West Rock said it's consolidating because of high operating costs and the need for improvements. As industries change, the lore of the Tacoma aroma doesn't seem to be going away.
I feel like the rhyme might be the more important part there.
It's like a hometown bonding moment, you know? Just one of those lovable quirks about your city that you know about, even if it's nowhere near as pronounced as it used to be.
In Grit City, I'm Lauren Gallup.